This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's dive into the Junk Sports page before Bill Roth joins us to talk Virginia Tech Hokies. They take on Boston College tonight down in Blacksburg. Jason Bishop will be in attendance.
Yeah, it's an orange out.
Ah, very good.
So everyone's going to be wearing orange at Lane Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just noticed you got your gear on.
Hopefully they'll play better than the last time I was at their game at Lane when they lost to Rutgers. All right, so you've got an NFL game tonight.
Yep, correct.
So get your lineups in.
It's that quarterback matchup everybody was dreaming about at the beginning of the season. Spencer Rattler for the Saints taking on Bo Nix of the Denver Broncos.
Yep. Hey, first-round mock loves Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, he does love him. That is true.
Denver in NOLA. Denver lays 3. The total is 37.5.
Ooh, that's a low total.
Yeah, Denver's 3-3. The Saints are 2-4. As you mentioned, Rattler will be starting again for the Saints. And, of course, Bo Nix for Denver. Get your lineups in.
I kind of feel bad for Rattler. I mean, he's making his second start, and he's down Chris Olave.
Olave's not going to be there.
And he's also down Rashid Shaheed, mm-hmm. who's getting a meniscus repair.
Wow. So he's got nothing.
Well, he's going in with, you know, like, he's going to throw the ball to, I guess, Alvin Kamara a bunch and Juwan Johnson at tight end. But
is Taysom out?
Taysom is.
He's got the rib
issue.
He's
dicey.
Yeah, I think he's questionable. He might not play.
He might even be listed as doubtful.
I feel like it's predictable that the Saints, who started off 2-0,
yeah,
and after 2 weeks were the most prolific offense,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it predictable that they were going to flail and fail with Dennis Allen as their head coach, and they were going to end up this year in the dregs?
I thought they might take a step back. They weren't going to score like 40-plus points each week like they did in weeks 1 and 2, but I didn't expect the wheels to come off to this extent.
Well, what I would guess is, if we went through all of our preseason predictions, mm-hmm. none of us had the Saints in the playoffs.
Pretty sure no.
Yeah.
And Dennis Allen just seems like one of those guys who's going to go down as good coordinator, mm-hmm. not a good head coach.
They've got a bunch of guys hurt because their right guard, Cesar Ruiz, I believe he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Left guard, Luke Patrick, I believe he's out. You mentioned the receivers, Olave and Shaheed, both out. Bub Means and Mason Tipton will be they might be the starting receivers.
Means actually had a good game last weekend.
Yeah, so he might be someone you insert if you're grasping for a third receiver.
You could.
And it's crazy that Denver might be 4-3 after today because they seem so blah as a team. Although all 6 of their games have been decided by a touchdown or less.
Yeah, so
you look at their losses. Lost to the Seahawks in the opener, 26-20. Lost to the Steelers, 13-6.
Even
lost to the Chargers last week, 23-16.
Even if, you know, I know it's Bo Nix and you're kind of betting on a rookie, but I think this would be a bad loss for Denver,
yes.
considering all the injuries.
If Denver were to lose,
even though they're only a 3-point favorite, so they're not an overwhelming favorite, and
Denver has to me, they have some shocking wins. Like they won at Tampa, and they beat the Jets.
Yeah, they beat the Jets.
Now they beat the Jets
10-9. That was a terrible game.
It was a gross game, but they still got the win. I don't really believe in them yet.
But I'd take their head coach over the Saints head coach every time.
That's true.
Yeah, so do I play Cortland Sutton tonight as a third wideout? That's
the
question. He scored last week.
Right.
But it's not like he's going to get a ton of targets. I thought this was interesting. Yesterday on CBSSports.com, they had a trade deadline prediction for each team.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
What do they say about my boys?
All right, I'm just going to go down the list here.
Who they have for the comms.
You want me to start with the comms? right, I'll start with
that. I mean, that's what I care about.
I'll start with the comps.
Care about those other teams?
Yeah, I'm trying to kill a segment here. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. It's not someone defensive. It's not a defensive end. It's not a linebacker. It's not a corner.
They have an offensive.
Oh, is it a skill position player?
It is.
Oh, receiver.
Now you've got my attention.
It's who they're trading for. Not who they're trading away.
Yeah, it's someone that each contender should trade for.
They're theoretically acquiring this player.
Says the Commanders secondary certainly could use a boost via trade to help make the pass defense a more formidable unit. They said they could also use a pass catcher to further build around rookie Jaden Daniels. And if the Cincinnati Bengals fall further below 500, what about T. Higgins?
They're
throwing out there.
It's an interesting name. I think 28? He's like 20. I don't know if he's that old, 25 or 26.
Yeah, I don't think he's old.
He's relatively young, and he's a big target. He's a big red zone target.
Look, I wouldn't be averse to it, but again, I don't think the offense is this team's problem.
Yeah, well,
I just don't think it fixes the problem.
It's just one guy that they're predicting.
Yeah. I think that is an outsider's view. They're not tuned in like your boy. of us.
Yeah, it's not like they're
also they had to come
to
up with 32 teams worth of trade
why
targets.
Why wouldn't he come up? I mean, the guy even said
no, just the contenders.
Corner and everything. Well, why not say I'm just frustrated.
I can tell you're frustrated.
So T. Higgins is playing under the franchise tag this year, so that's why his name comes up.
He's 25.
I think the Bengals are
going to
make the playoffs.
T. Higgins.
The Bengals are going to be fine.
They only predicted 14 teams, so just the contenders to make the playoffs. So it wasn't all 32.
I'm so psyched that we're in the discussion.
If he were acquired, he has something none of the other receivers have. He's 6'4". I mean,
how big is Brown? 6'2"?
He might be like 6'2".
Brown looks 6'4 compared to everybody else.
He looks really big, yeah.
You know.
Because Terry's probably 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
I know he's listed at 6', but I don't think he's 6 feet tall.
No.
Terry McLaurin leads the NFL right now in contested catches.
And that was something that he turned a weakness into a strength. I was listening to Quinn when I was driving in this morning, and he said something interesting yesterday. And the guy does motivate you a little bit, but, you know, he actually is not worried. Like, Scott Abraham asked the question, are you, you know, this is the NFL, you're playing the Panthers, they're 1-5. You know, anything can happen on any given. Is that something that you preach to the guys? That anything, I know they're 1-5, don't look at the record, anything can happen. Yeah. And he said, no, we only worry about ourselves. And I actually really like that. And then later he said, you know, we just try to execute, do everything we could do, the best we can do. And then later he said, could this football team right now beat ourselves 7 weeks ago? Mm. And the answer is yes. So we're heading in the right direction.
Good.
It's not a straight line up. It's ups and downs. But could this football team beat the week 1, week 2 team? Absolutely.
I wonder if NFL coaches look at opponents like fans do or like media, where they go, It's the Panthers. We can't lose to the Panthers.
No, I know Brian Billick did because he went through the schedule on that Hard Knocks.
He did
it was the most hilarious thing.
Well, that was years ago.
We stole that from him.
Could you ever find that? I would like that to be in the machine somewhere. That was the most comical thing I've ever seen. And I like Brian Billick.
Yeah,
I thought that was crazy.
But I'm wondering if behind closed doors, Quinn and Kingsbury and Witt and all the guys go, we can't effing lose to the Panthers. Let's just get out there, get a good lead. They're 1-5.
Yeah.
They can't stop anybody.
No, he's saying they don't do that.
Well, I know that's what he's saying to the media, but I'm wondering if behind closed doors they really
say that to the other coaches. He might say it to the other coaches.
Yeah,
he says to Joe
Witt,
like, we better beat these guys' asses.
Because I guarantee you they do. All coaching staffs look at the schedule and go, all right, if we're going to make the playoffs, this has got to be a win. That's got to be a win.
But not in front of the players.
No, I'm not saying in front of the players.
Okay,
no.
Amongst the coaches, probably. Yeah.
But I bet the players probably do it too.
Sure. Yeah, they probably know
definitely
this is a weak portion of
the
schedule.
The
you know what I mean?
This is going to be a tougher portion of the schedule. This is when we're on the road
although
a lot.
I'll say this,
they look at it.
A guy like John Allen, who's fairly disassociated with a lot of the stuff, he says he often doesn't even know who his next opponent is.
No, like, he's a head down, focus on what he's doing type of guy.
Yeah. He's different.
Yeah. All right. Real quick before we get to break. The Lions are apparently reached out to the Jets about Hassan Reddick.
Got to replace Hutchinson.
We talked about this yesterday, about possible trade parts for Washington, and Reddick's name came up. Of course, Reddick has been sitting out, wants a new contract. His agency, his original agency, fired him. They dumped him because apparently he wants just a crazy contract. And then
Drew Rosenhaus
picked him up. Anyway, so apparently their GM reached out to the Jets to talk about Reddick and if something can be done, because yes, they do want to replace Hutchinson, so stay tuned there. Real quick, baseball last night, the Dodgers, their fourth shutout in the last five games. So they shut out the Mets in New York. Man, it looked cold up there. You watch any of the game, Cakes?
It's funny.
I knew that. It wasn't a serious question. But 8-0 final. Shohei did hit a bomb. Kopech gets the win. Severino the loss. So game four.
Did I see something? I don't know if it
tonight.
Includes last night's game. Did Shohei with runners on base or something is like hitting like 0-0-0 in the playoffs? Something
no,
crazy like
I
that?
No, I think he's hitting better with runners on base.
It's with no one on
and
base.
So they were thinking about switching him out of the leadoff
and
position
putting him down two or
so
three.
That he would be up when guys are on base.
But when
more
no
often.
One's on base, he's just not locked in. That's
I
a
mean,
theory.
It's such a small sample
it's
size. I think
small,
the stat
yeah.
that I saw was that he was 6-for-8 with runners on base.
Well, then the opposite was true. I think with no one on base, I think he was hitting 0-0-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that might be true.
Before
but,
last night.
But well, he did a three-run home run, so two people on base
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's probably guys on base all the time, so it's probably that small of a sample size.
Mm-hmm.
But Shohei did hit a home run, so it's 8-0 win. And then tonight you've got two games, of course. You've got game four, Dodgers-Mets. That's at 8:08. Yamamoto against Quintana. And then Yankees-Guardians, that's game three. Yanks up 2-0. That's in Cleveland, and that'll be Schmidt against Boyd.
Coming up next, we'll talk college football with Bill Roth, voice of the Hokies. Virginia Tech takes on Boston College tonight at 6:30. You can listen to it right here on 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.